Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We bless you this
morning, yes,
not
Lord,
because
Jesus.
Of what you can do, but because you are God.
Hallelujah, yes,
morning,
Lord Jesus.
Almighty Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's
yes.
name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Of your body, the lifter of your head,
yes,
the
Lord
savior
Jesus.
Of your soul, you
yes.
ought to praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
He is the lily of your valley.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I bless him this morning. Hallelujah. Intentional, because we have the hope for glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. when it has nothing to do with God's purpose and plan for
Amen.
You. Amen. That busyness will be a distraction, praise God.
Lord, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Beloved, we are being intentional in this new season. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We are not going to miss what heaven is birthing now and what heaven is releasing. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's
yes.
one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Only Jesus Christ is Lord and over you. All of these other things and spirits and hallelujah, whether
hallelujah.
It is from your generational line, whether it is your culture, amen, praise God, you are breaking free. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care if it's your mother and your daddy voice, amen.
Yeah,
if it does not align with God's plan for your life, you ought
yes,
to break out and break through. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Because even Jesus said, why do you look for me when I must be about my Father's business? Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Why do you look for me, Mary? Why are you looking for me,
yes.
Joseph? Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I know that you were my schoolmaster. Amen. Training me up, raising me up. Amen. Praise God. But now I must be
Lord.
About, I said now.
Hallelujah.
I said now.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I cannot be a part of the program. Because that is not what God is
Lord,
doing in this season. I said now. My ears is awakening. And I
dear
have
Lord.
Heard from the Lord. I said
yes.
now.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah. I said now. Hallelujah.
Now
is the hour of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
now
you, Lord.
Is the time to be discerners of the time and
yes.
not discerners of the sky. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. We so busy discerning people, discerning the sky. We not discerning the times that we live
yes.
in. And we are not functioning properly. Amen.
Yes.
When the Holy Spirit gives us the unction to function. Amen.
Glory
we are grieving the Spirit, not
yes.
moving and doing what God would have for us to do. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Do you understand the assignment?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Beloved, you must understand the assignment. And I know that this is not the way we traditionally open up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But listen, we out the door with tradition. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. Come on now, Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel the fire burning in my soul this morning. Praise
Bye.
God. I thank God for the refreshing, for the renewing. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, 2 years ago, amen, praise God, your ears are awakened. Your ears. Somebody say, my ears are awakened. Somebody
my
say, my we're going to sing and shout later, but someone say, my ears are awakened. Amen,
my
praise
ears
God.
Are awakened. Yes,
that's
Lord.
Right. Your ears have to be awakened to the sound of your shepherd's voice. Praise
Amen.
God. I'm the under-shepherd. You ought to be hearing from Jesus.
Yes.
You ought to be hearing from the Lord, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
reset
yes.
your focus. Terebo, you ought not to be looking for me in times of trouble, but you ought to be able to discern the presence of the Lord in the
Hallelujah.
Midst of your storm, your situation, and your circumstance, because once you find Jesus, your night season turned today. Once you discover him, once you discern him, once you get the word of the Lord, for he is a logo.
Amen.
It will end your season from night to day. Praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Is still his name. His name is not Asia. His name is not Eartha. His name is not Maria. His name
yes.
is not Rosalind. I said
yes.
the name. How about the is Jesus.
Yes.
Your focus is being shifted right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have to be able to locate the true light in
Amen.
Dark areas, dark seasons. Amen. Dark circumstances that he may illuminate.
Yes, Lord.
He may change your perspective.
Yes.
The circumstances may not go away, but he will change your perspective.
Yes.
Concerning what it is that you are going through. Why?
Yes.
Because he's building character in you.
Thank
he's building character.
Thank
Some of you
Lord.
Are about to birth. Amen. Your gift
Amen.
Will make room for you. Your
Amen.
Gift
yes.
will make room for you. But your
yes.
character will keep you there. I
yes.
said your character. Your character. Your
yes.
character. You need a godly character. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Shunammite woman bore witness, Jesus. I'm going with you, Holy Ghost. The Shunammite woman bore witness of the character of Elijah, of Elisha. You know what she said? She said, I perceive him to be a holy man of God.
Yes.
I perceive him to be. Karan, his character.
Thank you.
Surely we could let him into our house.
Yes.
Because he's not going to try to overstep his bounds. He's a holy man of God.
His eye
is not on me, but his eye is on the Lord. We want to give him a place of rest and some place where he can eat and study the word while he's here, because he is a holy man of God.
Yes.
Praise God. We're speaking about character. Amen.
Yes.
Well, beloved, 2 years ago, we entered into a new decade. I said 2 years ago. We entered into a new decade. The decade that we entered into for the world, amen, it was the year of 2020. Praise God. We are 2 years into the decade. We have to remember the breath of God that empowered that decade. Amen. The decade of breakthrough. Amen. Listen, beloved. Hallelujah. You have to know the mind and the provision of God. Amen. That you can apply it to your season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is the decade of breakthrough. Amen. The decade of the mouth.
Mm.
Amen. The decade of pay. Amen. Praise God. That means your mouth will not be closed and it will be open. Amen. You got to be intentional. Amen. When you speak. Amen. Praise God. We got to be mindful. The decade of the mouth is that God is no longer speaking by way of his prophets, but by way of his son. Praise God. You should hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You ought to hear the voice of the Lord. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you have to be intentional when you speak. Don't speak against the promise. Don't get so low, so hurt, so painful, so discouraged, so downtrodden, amen, that you speak against the promise of God for your life. Many of us for years have been speaking against the promise. Praise God. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. Hold on fast to what it is that God has said in his word, what it is that he has dropped in your spirit. Ride that word all the way out into your victory, for this is the decade of breakthrough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care what try to encapsulate you. You know that this is the decade of breakthrough. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't care who tells you that you can't do it and it's not going to happen. Amen. This is the decade.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
A decade. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a lifespan of 10 years. You may not see it, but God said that this is a decade of breakthrough.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I'm breaking through.
I'm breaking through.
Somebody scream, I'm breaking through.
Breaking.
Come on, say it.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
See, hallelujah.
Right now, I can't do it for you. Come on and catch the revelation. Awaken your ears. Sickness can't bow me. I got work to do. Other people, her words against me can't bow me. I got work to do. This is my season of breakthrough. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Word curses can't stop me, because I am God's agent of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Are you an agent of breakthrough?
Hallelujah.
When God speaks, we become what he says. When God speaks, we become his agent of what it is that God is speaking. I said, when God speaks, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Glory,
you probably didn't hear me. I said, when the King of Glory opened up his mouth, Kaba Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Apostle Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. Grace driven, grace made, grace prepared. Hallelujah, grace empowered. Everything what I am, that I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, nothing else empowered me to be what I am. I was able to withstand the things that I did, withstand and be afflicted and be stoned and be thrown off a cliff and do all of these things. Praise God, by the grace of God. In prison, but by his grace. As his gospel message will go forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Beloved, we are being intentional in this season.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hear the voice of the Lord. This is the decade of breakthrough, the decade of the pay. Amen. The decade. We cannot be muzzled by the enemy in this decade.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. I want to take you to James chapter 3, verse 1 through 12. Amen. We're going to let the Holy Spirit work in your heart, and he's going to have his way. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the quickening, God will make you alive to his purpose and plan in this decade and in this season by his Spirit. It don't come by man. Amen. It's voice activated by the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit. There's a breath behind every word. You ought to be able to discern the breath behind the word. Amen. Because whatever breath is behind the word, the fruit of that breath is going to manifest in your life. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Beloved, you have to be intentional in all of your choices. Believe it or not, you are making choices even if you choose to be in the middle. You are making a choice. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If you choose to be on the fence, you are making a choice. Praise God. Amen. Be intentional in your choices. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
You.
So we're going to read, amen, amen. We're going to go to James really quick, James chapter 3. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, Mother Robert said, you got to have a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan. Do you understand the assignment? Do you understand where the Holy Spirit has set you? Man can't set you in place. The Holy Spirit does that.
Amen.
He gives you the unction to function where he places you in the body of Christ. He gives you, you don't need permission to operate. The Holy Spirit gives you the unction to function. Praise God. Amen. And you may not do it from the pulpit, but you can go and get you a soapbox on the corner.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Praise God.
All right.
You
amen.
Have any corner in the United States that you want. Amen. Praise God. And you can manifest right there, bringing glory to God's name.
Amen.
You could choose any mall that you want. Amen. Praise God. You could choose any hospital. Amen. As the Holy Ghost leads you. And manifest. Praise
amen.
God. Raise the sick. Raise the dead. Choose the mall. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Show the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You. But be intentional. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And bringing glory to his name. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. James chapter 3 says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing this. I told you about that being busy. Be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and, able also to brittle the whole body. Beloved, you got to control your tongue in this season.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do not speak against the promise. Praise God. Be intentional. Anybody speak against the promise, you got the power, the authority, and you are anointed enough to render that word null and void. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I remember one time when I was single, amen, that one of the ministers, amen, of the ministry that I was a part of said to me, he said to me, maybe it's not meant for you to be married. Maybe you need to get a dog. I looked at him and said, the devil is a liar because a dog is not a suitable helpmate for man. Maybe you need to get a dog. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be intentional, beloved. And that was a word curse. Whether he knew it or not, The breath behind that word was for my destruction.
My God.
The breath behind that word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, we will love and love again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ship which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor lists, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. Amen. Beloved,
Amen.
We have to be mindful. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Out of our mouth we speak life and
Lord.
Death.
Yep. Okay.
It's in the power of the tongue. But the Bible also says that what comes out of your mouth, you will do what? And those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You have to be. Sometimes we hold ourselves back by what we say. Amen. Praise God. By our thoughts. Amen. Praise God. We are empowered. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Intentionally meditate on the word. Intentionally let what be your thoughts be what God says you are. Amen. Praise God. God
Amen.
Came with a word. The angel came with a word, and it shifted Gideon's life because he did not see himself as God saw him. Amen. Beloved, it's time to rise up above it. It's time to break through and break out, for this is the decade for it. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a word for the decade, amen, to keep us empowered, but there is also a word for this 12-month cycle. There is a word for this season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God has already been preparing us. Go beyond your human limitations. Go beyond your human boundaries. Tap into my resources. Tap into my economy. Tap into my power for you without measure. Holy Ghost power. God is telling us, look beyond ourselves. Amen. Do not depend on the world. Do not depend on what you work for. Amen. God is telling you. Amen. Praise God. Because the things that's to come and the seasons to come, the way you are going to make it is supernatural and divine. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, the tongue. Amen. What you take in your mouth, like so people are caught up on the hoof foot. Amen. They are caught up on the pork. Jesus clearly says that what you take in your mouth don't defile you. What you take in your mouth is going to be excreted, amen, out of your rectum. Amen, praise God, because there is a digestive system that God has set in place. But he said what comes out of your mouth, amen, defiles the man, because what comes out of his mouth is in his heart. The heart of man is evil and deceitfully wicked, and who would know it? Amen, praise God.
Amen.
You can shake a man's hand, but you can't shake his heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you discern the heart of a man? You have to listen to what comes out of his mouth.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. You got to know the power behind the word, the breath behind the word. Beloved, listen, God has called us to build. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The only way that we tear down is if the foundation is faulty, because no man can build on a faulty foundation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Beloved, you must be mindful. Your heart is a bag of words. What words is in it? What breath is behind those words? Amen. Who's whispering to you? Whose voice are you listening to? You have to be intentional.
Thank you.
Yes.
You have to be intentional. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
Yes.
For every kind of beast and of bird and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame.
Yeah.
Ruly evil full of deadly poison. Don't let your tongue speak against the promise of God for your life. Brittle that tongue. Brittle that tongue, praise God.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Therewith, bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Jesus said, I didn't come in the world to destroy the world, but I came that the world might be saved. Catch the vision. Catch the vision. We on a salvation mission. Catch the vision. He didn't come to destroy the world. But the vision and the purpose and the plan, the assignment, beloved.
Yes.
We must understand. Once you understand the assignment, you can go forth. Once you got the blueprint. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness. Amen.
Amen.
Of wisdom. Amen. So God is speaking about, here he is speaking about our behavior. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
God is building character in his people. Some of the things that we are going through in life is because God is building character. Amen. Spiritual growing pains hurt. Growing pains hurt. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
When God wants to stretch you and increase your territory, amen, you will go through some things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Everybody want to be a witness, but nobody want to go through. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In order to have a testimony, there is going to be a test. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. What is the spiritual significance of this season? Amen. With the Jews, Rosh Hashanah just hit. The Jews just shifted. Amen. When I say the Jews, I'm speaking about the Hebrews. Amen. They just shifted. God had been shifting us for the past 5 years where we did not wait to the new year in January to shift. Amen. Praise God. We are not making resolutions. Praise God. We are hearing the voice of God. Amen. And we are being intentional and shifting according to what God is doing in the season. That puts us ahead of the world. Amen. For the past 5 years, we have not been in par with the world. For the past 5 years, we have been ahead of the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The world should not be leading. The church is leading. Amen. Praise God.
What is
the spiritual significance of this season? 5783, that's the Jewish year, amen, is a year that is going to be very significant. 5783 is a year of spiritual. Did you hear me say spiritual? The blessings of the Lord is already yea and amen. But do you have the faith to possess it? Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Beloved, faith come by hearing and only by hearing of the word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If you're going to possess what God is releasing, the provision is there. God, it's already been God's breath. God has already spoken. He said, my blessings are already yea and amen. Why are you in lack? Amen. You have to build your faith. It is only by faith can you possess it and obtain an excellent report from the Lord. Amen. Read Hebrews 11. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is a year of spiritual abundance. Amen. You can expect abundance. Amen. In this year, this is the year of expansion. Amen. Expansion in Hebrew has a numerical value of 83. Amen. Did you hear me? Expansion in Hebrew has a numerical value of 83. And so for the Hebrew year, this is the Hebrew year 5783. And it is connected to the same word as breakthrough. Amen. So breakthrough in the Hebrew also means expansion. Amen. When God, Jabez prayed that prayer, Jabez was a sickly man, born sickly. Amen. And his name that his mother gave him, amen, said that he would be sickly. But Jabez said, Lord, stretch me. Increase my capacity. Stretch me. Amen. Praise God. Stretch me. Everybody know that if we was to be stretched, we going to feel it. Amen. Do you want what God is releasing? Do you have the faith to receive it? Are you graced to break through and break out? And when God bless us with abundance, he doesn't bless us just so that we can hoard it, just so that we can store it up in our garage. He blesses us that we may be a blessing unto others. He blesses us that we may impact the world. He blesses us, amen, praise God, that we can meet the need of others. Amen. What type of word is in your mouth? How glory, weight of the glory do the word of your mouth hold? I heard Peter say, silver and gold have I none, but all that I have, this word of mine, I give it unto you, I give unto you, Jesus. Do you know the Jew that you have?
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we do not understand the treasure in Christ that has been given unto us. Sometimes we don't understand that treasure. Amen. Yes. Praise God. I see that the church have the unction to function. I came on today just to release the word. I don't know who started the recording. I didn't have time to start the recording. Amen. Praise God. The fire was right. Praise God.
All
right. I have to do it for me. What God told me to do, but we are many member body. We need the unction to function. Amen. I don't know who started the recording, but somebody stepped up and functioned and started the recording. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't need to be told what to do. We know what to do because the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When God is on the inside, we operate by the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And listen, and we're operating together. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit don't compete with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All
praise
right.
God. The Holy Spirit don't compete with himself. Amen.
Yes.
Order, rank, and protocol in the kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be mindful of this. Extension in Hebrew has a numerical value of 83. And it is connected to the same word as breakthrough. Amen. We are in the decade of breakthrough, and we are in the season of expansion.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to break out to breakthrough. This is a 10-year cycle. Amen. And we have a 12-month cycle of what? Expansion. Amen. God spoke these words to Jacob. Amen. And I plant these words in your spiritual womb today. Amen. Praise God. Because there's a spiritual womb concerning you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we speak the word of God, we're planting it in your spirit. Amen. Praise God. I was speaking to a young lady, and she, the people are not receptive. Why do you care whether they're receptive or not? The word of God is power. Do you not believe the word? If nobody act like they're responding to the word, I know that the word that has been God's breath, that has been planted in your spirit through your hearing, amen, praise God, amen, hallelujah. I may not see, amen, the fruit of it right now, amen, praise God, but I know that it is producing something. I know that it's working something. Whether you said it or not, because my faith is not in your reaction. My faith is in God's word.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus, yes.
Be
Lord.
Intentional, beloved. You too have to have faith in the power of the provision of the word of God, that the word of God created power and full of his faith. Divine faith is in the word. The word works alone. The word is an agent that works on his own. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Abba Sunday. Call
the
both.
Yes,
glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Be encouraged, because God is doing just what he said. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we have to have our faith upon him like flint. Don't be looking to the right. Don't be looking to the left. We don't break bread with everybody. We don't eat at everybody's table, and we don't take every invitation. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because in this season, we know God's plan for our life, and we are being intentional.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
opportunity is not given to us by man, but by God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are seeing God supernaturally in divine orchestrated events. Amen. Praise God. For your expansion, for your breakthrough. You've been waiting for a breakthrough. You've been pregnant for a long time. But now you are seeing the hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. One of my spiritual daughters called and told me about her blessing. God opened a door for her that no one else had opened. Amen. Something was said to her daughter, so she showed up at the school. At the school, the principal wasn't available, but the principal wasn't available, but the what was it? It was the praise God. Bring it to the title of the woman, my Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
God, bring it to me, Jesus. There you go, Mother Roberts. Amen. The guidance counselor, amen, was. Amen. Hallelujah. And so what she said to the woman was, oh, they begin to talk, and they begin to talk about her business. Amen. And she said, we need that right now. We outsource that to other places. The woman said, we want to bring you in, and you will not just have our school. You will have the whole district. Amen. Praise God. God, because she was in the right place. That was divine appointment. Amen. New relationships open doors for new opportunities. God want to use people to bless you. You got to be in position.
Amen.
You got to be able to hear the voice of God. You have to, because she had a genuine concern for her seed, because she was on assignment with her children. Amen. Amen. That situation positioned her to be where God wanted her to be, that he can stretch her and increase her capacity and her reach and her influence and her impact. Beloved, we are here to influence and to impact the world. We are here to lead the way, not to lag behind. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are not looking for a position or to be placed. God has already given us that right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ah, yeah, that's
right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you functioning in the capacity that God has called you to? Are you holding a title and not functioning according to the capacity? When people bless me, I got the right to bless them. The priesthood is upon me. Amen. You're doing right to bless me. Because when you bless me, God is blessing you. You are entering into an apostolic blessing when you bless me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
you are extending your spiritual reach when you bless me. Isn't that what happened to the Shunammite woman? Amen. Praise God. God gave her a child in her old age. The child died and he raised him from the dead again. Praise God. Isn't that
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, famine came in the land. And when famine came in the land, she got a word from the prophet that the famine is coming for 7 long years. It extended her spiritual reach. If she had not blessed the prophet, she would not have had this information. This woman was rich. Praise God. And listen, she didn't need nothing. When the prophet asked her, what do you need? She says, I don't need nothing. She says, I am amongst my people. I am wealthy. Praise God. Amen. She came with the heart and the mind to give. Amen, of the resources that God had given unto her because she perceived him to be a holy man of God. Amen. She left during the time of the famine, and when she came back, there was who? Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, speaking to the king when she came before the king. And then Elisha said, that is the Shunammite woman. Amen. That Elisha spoke a word and she gave birth to a child. That's the woman I speak of. That immediately did she have favor with the king at the name of Elisha. The king said, restore to her her property. Amen. All the wealth made of that property, all the interest, restore it to her. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though she left the property, when she came back, she was fully restored. And this was after the death of the prophet. The prophet was gone. His body in the grave. His spirit was gone.
Hallelujah.
She sold into the prophet's life. God blessed her. Hallelujah. The blessing did not stop working. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Beloved, be intentional. praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, with all that you do. When I say be intentional, be led by the Spirit. Take up residence in the Spirit. Jesus is your Lord. Obey him. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We are in the decade of breakthrough in the season of expansion. God spoke these words to Jacob. Amen. And today I plant these words in your spiritual womb.
Hallelujah.
God said this to Jacob. God is going to cause for you to expand to the north, to the east, and the west, and the south.
Hallelujah.
God is going to cause for you to expand. God is making divine appointments for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Divine opportunities for you. You have to be able to discern what it is that God is doing. And you have to be able to possess.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, beloved, by faith. By faith.
Amen.
You're going to have to be able to possess what it is that God is doing. Amen. Praise God. By faith. No man can please God but by faith. Amen. The way we receive and give is by faith. Amen. I tithe by faith. I bless the homeless by faith, the poor by faith. Amen. Praise God. By faith in God's word.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. According to what the word says, I believe and I move according to that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are not going to be in a prison in this decade concerning nothing. Amen. Nothing going to imprison us where we are operating in unbelief.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because where there is lack, there is unbelief somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you got to believe. And after you believe, you got to come to know him. Amen. You got to come to know him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God is going to cause for you to expand. Amen. Praise God. Expand. And we said that same word of abundance is expansion. God is not expanding you broke. Amen. Praise God. The Lord has a provision for you. What he ordered, amen, praise God, he will pay for. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
I remember when, amen, the Jenkins gave the church the land. God spoke to me and he said to me, set the plan in place for the vision for the land and he's going to pay for it. God says, I'm going to put in the heart of people to give. You will not get a mortgage. I will put in the heart of the people to give, and for the building on the land, it will be paid for. God said, I am paying for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Write the vision and make it plain, and those that read it will run with it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God is going to cause for you to expand to the north, to the east, to the south, and to the west. Amen. He is increasing your capacity. Amen. He is stretching you in this season. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to be able to possess the provision of God. When the Jenkins spoke to me that God is leading them, they said God is leading them to. That's how I knew it came from God. They said God is leading them. Amen. I received it in my spirit. Amen. Praise God. I received it, and I have already been asking God, where is our inheritance in this region? If you have me here, amen, there has to be an inheritance for us. Praise God. Where is it? When God gave the people of Israel an inheritance, he gave them land. Amen. Praise God. Where is our inheritance in this season? Amen. And we also have an inheritance of souls, people that we were witness to.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, beloved, but you can only receive that inheritance by faith. Amen. Praise God. You have to be willing to possess it. Amen. The tools. Amen. The gifts. Amen. The anointing. Amen. That God has given unto you. You got to step out on faith. Amen. And you have to have the unction to function. The Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit is present. Don't let fear keep you in a prison. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, we are breaking through and breaking out of all kind of prisons. Amen. Mental prisons. Amen. Praise God. Prisons that has been put on you from your youth. Amen. Prisons of complacency. We are breaking through and breaking out. Amen. We're going to know and we're going to speak intentionally according to the word of God. We're going to speak it with power and with confidence. My daddy used to tell us, amen, hallelujah. You used to be on 115th Street in Lenox. Can do used to tell us, lift up your head. roll back your shoulders, pull in your stomach, hold up your head, walk like a queen that you are. You are a queen, walk. And beloved, we're going to have to spiritually walk this thing out. Amen, praise God. You're going to have to walk like you are a child of a king. You're going to have to walk like you have authority, like you have power. There should be an essence from you that is coming that people can see that they are drawn to. I don't know what it is about you, but I just got to bless you. Amen, praise God. And when you receive the blessing of God,
hallelujah.
Amen, and bless them. Amen. Praise God. When people bless you, you ought to bless them. Even if you bless them in word. Even if you bless them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The prophet did not receive nothing without being a blessing to those that gave.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't mess up the plan of God. Amen. Sometimes we seem like we humble. Amen. When we say, no, that's all right, I can't receive it. Amen. The only way, amen, Elijah did not receive a gift is when it was given by the wrong spirit. Amen. It was when Naaman tried to bless him, amen, and pay for what God was given for free. You can't pay for salvation. But if you want to give to help the advancement of the kingdom, that's different. If you want to give because you're grateful, that's different. But you can't pay for what God is giving for free.
Praise
Hallelujah. And so since Naaman thought that he could pay for everything, Elijah said, no, I don't want your gift.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen,
Amen.
Those that are under the ministry have to have the heart of the shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Your shepherd have the heart of Christ, have the heart of God. You want to have that heart. That heart of love, you ought to be discerning. Amen. There's no one that's sitting up under Cornerstone Deliverance Church that should not be able to cast out demons, raise the dead, heal the sick, preach the acceptable year of the Lord, speaking to people's lives, and the glory of God work and lives change. Why? Because that is the anointing on your shepherd. I can show you videos, where through the grace and the anointing of God, demons was cast out. The blind eyes was opened. The deaf ears opened.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. That is the anointing of Jesus Christ. Only Gehazi, that did not have, Elisha's heart could not do one miracle that Elisha did. Praise God. And he winds up a leopard, him and his generation, winds up with leprosy for the rest of their lives.
Amen.
Yes.
Beloved, if you're here, God has you here for a reason.
Amen.
Praise God. Understand the assignment. Know the vision. When the people lose sight of the vision, they lose momentum. They lose the joy for the vision. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you got to revisit the vision.
Yes.
Keep the vision in your heart.
Yes.
So that you can carry forth the vision. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I got an email recently from a man from India. I'm on sabbatical, but I checked the email. The man from India said, I was searching through the web. Everything about us got to be Jesus. The power of God. The power in the message. The power to save. The crucified shed blood of Jesus. I'm speaking about the resurrected Christ.
Yeah.
Making those that are spiritually dead come alive.
Yes, Lord.
The dead can't raise the dead. I said the dead can't raise the dead.
No.
You can dance and sit in all the positions that you want. But if you're dead, you can't raise nothing.
That's it.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about the physical dead. I'm talking about spiritual eyes. Ears and eyes awakening to the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the master's reset. That we can function according to how God has planned for us to function.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Paul didn't miss no word when he said, I do not want Mark John to come with us. He said, he ain't fit. He ain't suitable. He said, he left the ministry. He aborted. He said, he ain't suitable. But Barnabas had compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And Barnabas said, well, I'm going to stick with Mark John. That was his cousin. I'm going to stick with Mark John. And Paul left with Apollos. That brought about the separation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there came a time when Apostle Paul said, now he is suitable. Apostle Paul had the type of ministry where I ain't got no time for no foolishness. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Barnabas had a different type of gift. Amen. Praise God. So he nurtured. He was an encourager. He nurtured. Amen. Praise God. You
Amen.
Have to know the season that you're in. There will be no micromanaging. You should be able to read the vision, understand the assignment, and move accordingly. Amen? And move accordingly. Praise God. Because you are in the face, in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is speaking to me, and he's speaking to you, too. You and listen, and the Holy Ghost do not compete with himself. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I always tell my spiritual daughters and sons, I expect for you to extend my natural. I expect for you to exceed what I have done. I expect for your anointing to be greater. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But that doesn't negate who I am. That doesn't negate who I am. I expect for you to supersede. Amen. All that God has accomplished for me, if he used me to put a dent in hell, I expect for you to make five dents. Amen. Praise God.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not afraid of power. Praise God.
Amen.
Long as you know your place. Know your place. Know your place. I'm not afraid of power. God is power. The kingdom of God is not talk but power. Amen. Praise God. And when we move by the Holy Ghost will keep us moving in rank, order, and protocol. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We want God to use you. You're supposed to be used by God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They went out. These people went out, and Jesus sent them out, and they operated in the power of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And they came back, and he deprogrammed them. Amen? Every
Amen.
Member ought to be bearing some fruit, every disciple, every disciple. A disciple that is disciplined to live a life like Christ should be bringing in fruit. Praise God. And so this man said, I've been searching the web, and he says, I worship idols. But he said, I want to know more about this Jesus that you're talking about.
Mm.
See, no man can come to Christ unless who draw them? Who must draw man? God must draw man. The Spirit must draw man. That's right. No man can come unless he is drawn. But, beloved, when God draw them, you got to be ready. You got to be ready in love. Your character got to be right. Amen. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't be afraid. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The same way we went forth today, you got to come ready to serve. Praise God. Amen. You got to be prepared. This is a prepared word for prepared people. You got to be prepared. I'm speaking preparation. I'm speaking readiness. Put on your clothes. Put on your boots. Tie your shoes. It's time to move.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the children of Israel was exiting out of Exodus, God told them, be ready to move. Amen. Fully dressed, fully suited and booted. Put on the full armor of God and stay ready. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Stay ready so that God can use you. Don't compromise yourself. Let God use you. Amen. Let him get the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, in your womb, in your womb, in your womb, I'm speaking it. When I spoke to you the words that God spoke to Jacob, God is going to cause for you to expand to the north, the east, the south, and the west. When I spoke these words to you, what I spoke to you was a numerical value of 83. Amen. The numerical value of 83 means fullness. It means fruitfulness or to fulfill. It means fullness. It means fruitfulness or to fulfill. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You will multiply in this season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Every believer ought to be bringing in or being a witness that other people be converted to a believer. Amen. Praise God. That is the fruit that we are to bear. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And listen, God says he will prosper you even as your soul prosper, even in hell. Amen. God will prosper you even as your soul prosper. That is the order of things, the prospering of your soul, the prospering of your health, and then there is prosperity of your what? Material things. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. God wants to prosper you. We can't put the cart before the horse. Sometimes we want everything else to prosper, but we ain't doing nothing to prosper our soul. God has been speaking to some of you, leading some of you. Beloved, I tell you, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. Amen. I've sat in many classes. Amen. Praise God. Glory and the teacher would be teaching, but while the teacher's teaching, the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. I was writing when the teacher wasn't speaking. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost kicks in. Amen. We are praying the anointing of God upon your ears, that your inner ear open up to the voice of God. Amen. Beloved, don't grieve the Spirit. The more you disobey when the Spirit is speaking to you, the fainter his voice will get. Why? Because disobedience is what? Sin, and sin will separate you from God. If you hear the voice of God getting faint, repent and obey.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's real. If it starts fading away, repent and obey. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Repent and obey. Amen.
Amen.
I'm giving you the blueprint here. Amen. You will multiply. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Amen. That numerical value of 83 means what? To be fruitful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It means to fulfill. Amen. And it means to multiply. Amen. Yes. This is a season of multiplication. Amen. I believe that God will exponentially multiply. Amen. Whatever it is that we put our hands to. Amen. Praise God. Whatever it is that we are working in this season. Amen. Praise God. I believe God.
Oh, yes.
Beloved, do not speak against the promise. Be intentional with your words. Be intentional with obedience. No one should have to pump you up to enter into his courts with praise and his gates with thanksgiving. You ought to come in dancing and singing and praising. Amen. I don't care if nobody on the line with you. You ought to start it off with praise. Even while the song is playing, amen, and you're waiting, you ought to be praising God. You ought to be prepared. You ought to come in ready to be blessed, ready to break through, break out, or that others that are on the line that is bound, amen, you should be an atmosphere shifter through your praise, amen, because you are praising your God, amen, and he is present, mixed up in your praise, amen, your spirit is moving throughout the people's houses on the line, amen, praise God, the glory of God is infusing their atmosphere, change is taking place, praise God, you are, amen, initiating their breakthrough.
Thank you, Lord.
Be intentional. Be intentional. Be intentional. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, in this season, we are being very intentional. I'm going to remind you, we are in a new decade. Amen. Praise God. Anything of the old, sometimes you have to stop eating on the old level in order to eat on the new.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Don't love the old so much that you can't step into your new. Amen. We are in the decade of breakthrough, the decade of the mouth, the decade of pay. Amen. In the season, this 12-month cycle, amen, is spiritual abundance expansion. Amen. And the same word, expansion, is abundance. And I will say again, God gives you abundance. He blesses you that you may be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Remember the Lord. Amen. In this season, girdle your mouth. Amen. Brittle your mouth in this season. Brittle that tongue. Amen. Praise God. Be intentional in your speech. Be intentional in your blessings of others. Be intentional with praying for those that come up against you. Be intentional, beloved. Praise God. Know the word of the Lord. Know his plan for your life. Amen. Discern the breath behind the word. Be intentional. Amen. Know the power behind the breath. Every word has a breath. Everything is God breath. I mean, everything is breath by a breath. Amen. Every word. Amen. Praise God. You got to know whether it is holy, whether it's human, or whether it is demonic. That is the gift of discernment.
Amen.
Knowing who is speaking to you when they are speaking. I don't care what vessels is coming from. You better know the breath behind that word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Amen. Amen. I'm now going to release this line, amen, to Apostle Eartha Wright. Amen. Praise God. And amen. We will do the offering. Amen. And however it is that God lead her to reinforce, amen, what has been spoken. Amen. Agape love, beloved.
God bless.
Lord, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I received every bit of it. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be on the line this morning, was able to hear the word of God, what he had for us. And the woman of God was ready with that word. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pray that we have received, every last one of us on the line have received what we have heard, and that we will draw from what we received this morning and move intentionally into our prospective places. Whatever the Lord, hallelujah, has given us to do, hallelujah, I pray that we will get about our Father's business. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. It's a blessing to hear your voice on the line. Glory to God. Thank you. I pray that you had a wonderful time doing your sabbatical, but it is such a blessing to hear you, to receive what the Lord had for you and us today. Glory
amen.
To you. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The woman of God said she wanted me to receive the offering. We know about the offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell them I get all discombobulated when I get caught up in the spirit and I don't know stuff ahead of schedule. Bless God. But I thank the Lord for Prophetess Maggie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She's always releasing the what needs to be released. Amen. For me to kind of look at it. Amen. And backup is so important. Thank you, Jesus. We are helping. Glory
amen.
To God, one to another. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We know that this is corner.
Mm.
Glory to God, Deliverance Church. And we, of course, we go by CSDC as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have an offering, glory to God. And if you know you need, this is the beginning of the month, and if you pay tithes, it's time to pay tithes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you
thank
can get ready for that as well. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We know. Hallelujah. We can go through the Cash App. Amen. If you want to give your offering or your tithes.
Amen.
And that's, for me, that's the simplest way to go because I know how to use Cash App. I've gotten used to how to do that one. Praise God. I thank
amen.
God for learning, but I'm familiar with that one, and I go with that one all the time. And that is, if you want to give for Cash App, you go. If you have Cash App, praise God, you can go to Cash App and do $CSDC12. Or, again, if you want to go through Cash App and give your offering or you pay your tithes, glory to God, go to Cash App, do $CSDC12. You can also go to Zelle, and that's Zelle is through your bank account. Amen.
Amen.
And so it'll say Cornerstone. Go through Zelle. Praise God. Amen. And look for Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. You can also give through the website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen.
Amen.
Or you can go through the mail. I hear Prophetess Maggie say all the time, for those that still do checks and money orders, praise God, you can send it to Cornerstone Deliverance Church, P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina. Now I'm going to say this. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, or N.C. Zip code is 27932. Or you can go through PayPal, glory to God, which is Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. On PayPal. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray hallelujah, that everyone has received the way that they can give. Hallelujah. Thank Apostle for sending it to me in an email, a text message, as well as Prophetess sending it to me as well. Glory to God. So I know I got back up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you were giving, I had a song on my heart, but I had a lot of songs for today, but the Lord chose us to go another direction. But one song that stands in my heart is, He is mine. He is mine. Joy in my soul. Peace in my mind. He is mine. He is mine, Jesus, I know. He is mine, He's mine, oh, mine. Mine, oh, mine.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Joy in my soul, peace in my mind. Mine, oh, mine. Mine, oh, mine. Jesus, I know He is mine. Praise the Lord. Jesus is ours. Glory to God. So we don't want to cast out anything the Lord has told us. Glory to God. Anything He said. Hallelujah. We don't want to speak ill about the blessings of the Lord. Glory to God. But we want to keep speaking and walking and faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And our visions and our dreams are not dead. They are yet alive.
Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are yet alive. Praise the Lord. I pray that you've had time, glory to God, to give your offering and you pay your tithes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over all of those that gave and those that had a mind to give but didn't have it. We're going to pray that the Lord will bless you. I thank God that even though I don't have a lot, but I do have a heart to give. And by giving, my God, when He say giving, it's giving back to you, pressed down, oh, my God. I see that to be true. As I just look up sometimes, the Lord told me yesterday, go look at your other phone. I got stuff on different phones. So He said, go look at Cash App on this other phone. And I went and looked at Cash App, and somebody had sent me $100. I went, woo, Jesus. Early birthday gift, so I thought. So I thought. But when I spoke to the woman of God, she said, no, that's a love gift. My God, that was just because. That's what I'm talking about. You just look
up and see a blessing.
You're not looking for a blessing. Not like that, but when the Holy Spirit speaks, you just move. Be about our Father's business. Hear Him. For the woman of God praying for our inner ear. Hallelujah. So that we can hear what the Lord is saying unto us. Oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day. And we thank you even for right now. Hallelujah. For the word of God that went forth. And now we thank you, Father God. And we praise you. Yes, for the giving of the men and women of God. Hallelujah to the ministry, to CSDC, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, oh God. We thank everybody. Glory to God. That is on the line that gave. And for those, oh God, that had a desire to give, but they did not have finances, oh God. But their heart and their mind, they wanted to give. We say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessing everyone. Hallelujah. That had a desire. Everyone that did give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you will restore unto them everything that they have given. Hallelujah, because they gave it in love. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. You restore to them 1,000-fold, oh God. Hallelujah. To be able to do what it is, hallelujah, that you have given them to do, oh God. They gave by faith, standing and believing and trusting in your word. Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you for giving them, hallelujah, a giving spirit, hallelujah, to give, hallelujah, to the church and also to the body of Christ, hallelujah. Oh, the apostle said how she gives to the homeless, hallelujah, how she gives to other ministries, oh God. Oh, we thank you for everyone on the line that already gives, hallelujah, to others, hallelujah. Thank you for it right now.
Thank
bless
you.
Them. Oh, I can't say the word, but I want to say exceedingly. I'm going to use that word since I can't say the word I want to say. I think it's called exponentially, however, but exceedingly.
Amen.
And abundantly. And more for being faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forgiving from their hearts. Help them to learn how to receive as well. If they were like me, I didn't know how to receive for a long time. But thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For blessing us. Hallelujah. In our houses. Blessing us. Glory to God on our jobs, hallelujah. Blessing us with all our finances, oh God, hallelujah. Breakthrough, hallelujah, was pronounced today over us. Mayonosa, decree and declare breakthrough.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
That
we hallelujah. Put our hands to do for you, for your glory, and for your honor. And we know that to give is a blessing. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to give. To give unto you right now. And we say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Father God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Apostle Asian.
Yes, praise God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. I just wanted to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. For your service. Amen. How God used you in my absence.
Amen.
While I was physically absent, I wasn't spiritually absent. Amen. But I was physically absent. Praise God.
Amen.
And how you served and kept the work of the ministry going. Amen. Praise God. And God showed me the capability and the capacity. And we're not going back to the old way. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to continue to serve. Amen. Where everyone is being useful. Amen. Praise God. Where everyone has something to do and can put their hands to work in the ministry. Praise God. Amen. We are not going backwards, but we are moving forward. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. And so I just thank God for each and every one of you, and I pray your refreshing and your renewing for how you stepped up and served for his glory. Amen. I wanted to just say thank you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to take a moment. Amen. Beloved, when we receive from God, amen, we ought to thank God for what it is that he has done, what he has spoken. When God speaks, we can take that to the bank and cash it. We know that it is already so because the word has been God breath. We don't have to wait for the manifestation to praise him because
Hallelujah.
We by faith. We could praise him now. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, you know what God spoke to in you. Amen. There may be some things that he spoke to, amen, that you don't even realize. Praise God. So we want to give you the opportunity that you can bless him. Amen. Praise God. Just think about the word that has been spoken. Think about the season that God has bid you an invitation to enter into. Amen. This is a new realm in the spirit. Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. Just begin to thank God. Just begin to bless God that there is not a prison that can hold you. There is not a word coast that can hold you back. Amen. That you are breaking through, that you are breaking out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you are being intentional. Praise God. You ought to bless God today. Amen. Praise God. You ought to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. You
want to
rise up, call
on
both. Yes, and your goodness and his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. You want to rise up with your yes. Let that yes from the Lord be in your spirit today.
Hallelujah.
Dance with that yes. Pray with that yes. Preach with that yes. Speak with that yes. Filled with that yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, through Christ I can do all things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can even break through and break out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Korobosia.
Yes.
We are a grateful generation. We are a grateful we are a grateful generation. Grateful for the provision of God. Grateful for the grace of God. Grateful to be stretched. Grateful for our capacity to be increased. Grateful for the anointing. Hallelujah. Grateful to be used, to be considered. Your praise is not unto me, but your praise is to God.
Yes.
Direct it to God. See the glory. My God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. This thing is not about man. When you praise, you're speaking directly to God.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
This is not just about you. This is about your generation. This is about the generations that you may not even see with your physical eyes. But God will bring forth. This is about them breaking through and breaking out. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is about your spiritual children. This is about your ministry, my God. It shall not be stagnated, but it shall have the grace and the anointing to break through and break out. It shall be too hot to hold. This is about your finances that have been stagnated. God says that it shall break through and break out. It shall be a blessing. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise is the sound of victory.
Yes.
Praise is the sound of triumph.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes people don't want you to sing, but singing is the sound of joy.
Hallelujah.
They sang when they had victory. Victory inspired new songs.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, do you have anything to share this morning? Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Prophetess Deidre Williams. Praise God. Prophetess Deidre Williams, are you present? Praise God. Minister Harris.
Praise God. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for what he's doing. And I thank, most of all, I thank God for what he's going to do. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Evangelist Rosalind Harris, Evangelist Rosalind Johnson. Beloved, you have to know who you are. Amen. Praise God. When you know who you are, you can function in that capacity.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. But if you yourself is having an identity crisis, you could call me sister. You could call me apostle. You call me pastor. That's not going to stop the gift from working. Amen.
Amen.
That's not going to stop Jesus from being who he is in my life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's not going to stop the Holy Spirit from manifesting. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Because I'm available to be used by him. You can say what you want, but at the end of the day, when it's all over, you're going to know what it is. You're going to know what it is. And then you could deny it, like they denied him being the Messiah. You could deny it, but it ain't going to stop God. It ain't going to stop God. Amen. Listen, you just missed your blessing. You just missed your blessing. Praise. You got to know who you are. And
oh,
thank
yeah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And no matter what you call me, that ain't going to, I answer by what God calls me.
Yeah.
That's not going to stop me from being who I am in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We got to, listen, we got to charge to keeping the God to glorify. We got
all
work
right.
to do. Evangelist Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. I just thank
Amen.
God for the word.
Amen.
We have a year of expansion and breakthrough, and we have to go forth and do what God is calling us to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
To get this gospel out to people. Because time is winding up.
That's right.
So I just thank
Amen.
God thank for his abundance and everything that he's given unto us. And we just got to go forth and continue to allow, even with our finances, the gospel to go forth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. With all of our resources.
Yeah.
Amen. With everything. We ought to give everything to the gospel. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Everything within our power that God has graced us and given us the faith to give. God speaks to his people. He tells
Amen.
Us what to give. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. God moves by his spirit. And what he tells you to do, he gives you the provision. He gives seed to the sower. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the type of faith
Amen.
I'm moving. Amen. God tell
Amen.
Me to do it. If I don't see it, I know he got to be bringing it. Praise
Amen.
God. Yes, Lord. Let your yes for God be intentional. Let it be intentional. Amen. Mother
Amen.
Robin.
Amen.
Mother Robin, she's sharing.
I just thank God for the word today because I had prayed and asked God. I said, Lord, let Apostle Asia come back like God did when he went to that mountain one time. He came back as fire. And I thank God because I ain't tell nobody. I just asked God that. And you came back like fire. And I just
praise
thank God for how he used you on today and breaking through and breaking out. We going to break through and break out this day forward. I just thank God for the word. Don't go back and read James 3, 1 to 12 also. I just thank God because God is so real in my life. And I thank God for
Amen.
That powerful fire word on today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, beloved, you have your marching orders. Amen. 2 years we've been in this decade. Amen. This we have already stepped into the new. Amen. The world ain't getting into the new until 2023 hit. Amen. We have already transitioned. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. We are ahead of it all. We're not walking to their beat or to their drum, and we don't answer to the same voice that they answer to. Our God has already spoken. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
We don't have to make New Year's resolutions because he is the resolution. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He is the consolation. Amen.
Amen.
He is the voice. Praise God. Amen. And so
Amen.
We're going to move forward in that. I want to encourage you all to finish your assignment, whatever it is God, whatever it is that God has given you to do, book releases, song releases, whatever God has given you. Amen. Finish your assignment. Complete one book. Complete one assignment. Release something. Amen. Praise God. Move forward. Amen. Finish something. Praise God.
Amen.
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 This is, listen, you are no longer stagnated or complacent. Break out and break through.
Amen.
Amen. All you have to do is stop giving your momentum to the things that you're giving it to and give your momentum to God. Get into the assignments that he has given you. Shift your focus. Amen. Mm. Give your energy to the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. That which is advancing the kingdom of God. Amen. Sister Tatiana, are you on this morning? Do I hear your voice?
Yes, I'm on.
Praise God. Woman of God, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, we do. We're intentional in everything else that we do in life. We intentionally get up and we intentionally decide if we're going to pray or not. We intentionally go to work. We intentionally include or exclude people from our lives. We intentionally decide whom we're going to love. We're supposed to love everyone. We intentionally do a lot of things. So, I mean, God dealt with me a while back, and I didn't even know that I really had the choice. So I intentionally just excluded people without explanation out of my life, because two cannot walk together, lest they be agreed, and light has no fellowship with darkness. And we just really didn't have anything in common, and they were not supposed to be a part of my life, so I intentionally just excluded them. just got them out of my life. So, yeah, that, really, rings true, because we make plans and we have intentions for everything else in life. We have to deliberately be intentional about the Lord and because only what you do for Christ will last anyway.
Amen.
Do what God has told us to do, because he didn't save us for ourselves. He sent us to, there are certain souls that we're supposed to witness to, and we're supposed to pray and do whatever work he's called us to be, whether that be a doorkeeper in the house of God or whether you are a preacher, whatever.
Amen.
And, yeah, that's what I got out of the message.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. He has awakened our ears. My ears are awakened. Amen. My ears are awakened. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. My ear. You have to know that your ears are awakened to his voice. Amen. He is still in instruction. Amen. He's giving you your marching orders. Amen. We're now going to release you. Amen. Beloved, we want to remind you, come back on at 12 o'clock for Sunday school. Amen. Soon we will be implementing services for the youth. Amen. I know that Prophet Margaret Kavanaugh, amen, is working on that. Amen. And we also going to be looking for some of you that God has given you the capacity for to serve. Amen. When in teaching the youth, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to hear from you, because everybody else is working. We don't want to overwork anybody. This is not basketball. Nobody's on the bench. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone is working. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we want to know what your gifts are. Amen. Praise God. I am discerning the gifts. Amen. Praise God. And even though the woman of God don't believe, amen, she's a preacher. Amen. Praise God. God has truly given her a gift. Amen. Praise God. And, I thank God for her life. Amen. Praise God in each and every one of you lives. Amen. We're going to release you now. Remember, 12 o'clock p.m. EST time. Amen. For Sunday school, invite someone to Sunday school. Invite someone to the service, to the Bible studies. Amen. To the prayer services. Yeah, they too can be blessed. Sometimes people, because they know you going to prayer, they say, pray for me. Tell them, no, you come and pray for yourself. Come and be a part of the service. Amen. Get up under the anointing and the glory. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God that you can help yourself. Amen. That you can come up out of complacency and walk in dominion, that you can get it firsthand and not secondhand. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray for your own household. Show up in the presence of the Lord that your generations may be blessed. We got to speak intentionally and with power and with authority. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to release the line to Mother Roberts. Amen. So that she can close us out.
Apostle Evangelist Johnson didn't do the altar call.
Oh, Evangelist Johnson, do the altar call, woman of God, praise God, amen. Listen, this is why this thing is going on. We have to give the invitation, praise God.
Amen.
This is the best part of the service, the invitation.
Glory to God.
Amen. Yes. This is why we are a many-member body. Don't forget about the invitation to discipleship and salvation, that you can lay down your burden. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I release the line to Evangelist Johnson. Praise God.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God.
Yes.
It's the word that gives us life. It's
word
that give us health to all of our flesh. And we just pray right now for those who don't know God in the pardon of their sins. She said, come that you can have life and that you too can have it more abundantly. And that you can walk in the expansion of God. That you can have the breakthrough. The breakthrough that you need right now is to ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you. He came and died for your sins on the cross that you too can have eternal life. So if you want to pray this prayer, say, Father, forgive me of all of my sins. I heard your word today. I ask that you would come into my heart and save me. Change me. Give me that expansion that she's talking about. Allow me to have that breakthrough because you are a God of the breakthrough. And, Lord, as I release my life to you, I give it to you. I receive your life into my heart right now. As you forgive me of all my sins, I believe your word that says if I come and confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me of all my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So I receive that today, and I confess with my mouth that I am saved in Jesus' name. And for those who have walked with God and turned your back on God or are living your own kind of way, because the Bible says the backslider in heart is filled with his own way. So if you're not living according to the word of God, you live in your way doing what you want to do, then you too come and ask God, God, forgive me for doing things the way I wanted to do them. And I surrender back to you my life that I will do things your way and not my way. I will live according to the Spirit. And Lord, you said you, if I come to you, you said little children don't sin, but if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father who will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we come to you saying, God, forgive us, oh God, for turning our backs on you, for trying to do things our way, for not doing what your word says in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. So, God, we turn back to you. We start to acknowledge you in everything we do, God. And we just say thank you for receiving us back. You said you were restoring to us everything that the cankerworm, the locust, the caterpillar have eaten up. So, God, we receive you back into our hearts. We receive you. We turn ourselves back to you because you said you're married to us, God. So we thank you for that, God, and we receive it by faith in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory.
Hallelujah,
now, if you prayed any of those prayers, God has either saved you or either restored you. So we just want to give God praise. Hallelujah. God, for saving us, for delivering us, for setting us free by your mighty power. God, we thank you, oh God, for the souls that just come into the kingdom and those who are turning back to you once again. We give you praise and we rejoice with the angels in heaven. Glory to God that they are saved, they are delivered, and set free by your mighty power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'll turn it back over to Apostle.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved. The Bible says that at one soul that gives their life to Christ, that heaven is rejoicing. Beloved, we ought to be in tune and in concert with heaven. Amen. We ought to bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God that from this message and from that invitation, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, that those whose heart is pricked and those that answer the call to salvation, hallelujah, we rejoice that God has added to the church. We rejoice, even foreign nations that are listening and watching the website and listening to this service. God, we rejoice.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.
Glory to God. We thank God for every soul pricked. Amen. Every heart he caught under the table. Glory God. We have so many reasons to bless the Lord. We have so many reasons to have joy. We have
so many reasons. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You beloved, just pick a reason to bless them. Praise God. Because God is doing it. He's doing it by himself. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Oh, glory, God. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the anointing, God. We thank you for the anointing.
Thank you
for the ears that you have awakened to your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to be intentional and move our feet in his heavenly places. Heaven is our home.
Yes.
We know how to function like heaven functions.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are the redeemed of the Lord, and we ought to say so. We ought to say so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We hope we haven't left anyone out today. Praise God. Amen. I'm releasing the line to Mother Roberts. Amen. That she can close us out. Beloved, I will see you in Sunday school. Amen. Praise God. Bring your awoken ear. Amen. Praise God. That you can hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Bring your awoken in. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have a blueprint for our life and that we need not to fear the unknown. Thank you for calling upon us. Follow you and your directions in our life. I ask you to make clear the next step that we should take, and we will. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 11 and 7. God be love.
Agape love, beloved. Agape love.
Agape love.